Today on Midday Cafe, we're going to be discussing Windows 10. Why should I deploy it, and how do I deploy it? Let's get started today with your host, Michael Gennady, and today's guest, Todd First. Michael, take it away.
All right. Well, thank you, Stephen. Hey, it's time for Midday Cafe. And as he said, I am your host, Michael Gennady, along with Poppin'
Todd First.
And we got some rocking stuff to cover today, huh?
Absolutely.
A little bit of up and back of us on the big imaginary screen, a little bit of Windows 10, how and why to deploy. So you're going to be, yeah. I'm pretty excited. You got all kinds of goodies today to talk through, huh?
Lots to show.
In fact, you said you're taking 4 hours and condensing.
So get your lunch and just close your door and lock it and turn your cell phone off. And
you just want to tune in for this. Before we get started, though, let's go ahead and why don't you go full screen with this, Stephen, for just a sec. Our agenda for today is as follows. So we will be starting off with a little bit of Microsoft tech news because big happenings in the world of Microsoft.
There's always big happenings, yes.
We're going to hit Windows 10, why and how to deploy. A little bit of live Q&A for folks who are interested, which brings me to this next quick point. If you look below your screen, down below the video that you are watching, if you're watching us, there is a Yammer section. For those of you who sent in your information or tried to join, you should have a invite to that so you can log in. You can ask us live Q&A, which Stephen will be monitoring throughout this session. If you did not, then just next time, please let us know. And if you didn't get one, you can always send me. Steve, what's your, never mind. You can send me an email at mgann@microsoft.com. Send a request to join Yammer, and I'll make sure for the next session you're a member of our exclusive Yammer Conversation Network.
That's right.
So live Q&A. And then finally, we're going to round off with some upcoming events.
Nice.
Before we get started with tech news, why don't you come on back, Stephen? Some big happenings. Two major ones, as a matter of fact. Go ahead.
I'll let you tell me what they are.
Let me tell you. Today, a store is opening. A new store.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about this one?
I heard a little bit. You know, I don't get that part of New York as much as I should.
But you know it's New York.
Yes.
So they're opening our new flagship New York City store. Yeah. Starts today. All kinds of very cool events. If you check out Microsoft.com, or just even Bing it, go ahead and Microsoft Store. If you Bing that, you'll find all kinds of information. They have stuff going out on Instagram, videos. There's all kinds of live events, great, cool things happening. If you are down near Times Square, then
you got to get there.
And if you don't make it today, you'll want to check it out. It is one of our flagship stores, so getting all kinds of special tender love and care.
And I just want to double check. Did the opening of that store align with you could actually buy and put in your hand a new Surface Pro 4?
Whoa, that brings up three things.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yes. So
I don't know the answer.
It does align to that. So
all right,
today, Surface Book and Surface 4, Pro 4, which we don't have.
He's pointing at
you. You could have it. Yeah, I'm
what
pointing
are you
at
pointing
his
at?
Surface 3 is down below in our virtual desktop here. So you can get you could beat us to having a Surface Pro 4 or a Surface Book.
And bring it in. Let's get on the air.
Bring it in. Yeah, we'd like to see one. We don't get to. So then that brings up, I guess we're at three quick things before tech news. The other is?
Master Chief.
Master Chief, today, 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Wow.
Check out the Xbox Live site or Xbox.com. They are going to be streaming live Halo 5.
Wow.
Because Halo 5 is released today.
Another big thing.
Another biggie. Halo 5, only the biggest game franchise in gaming. And after that, every other one kind of goes down the ladder.
And so get all your email and downloads done before that because the internet may go down, right?
The internet may go down with Master Chief. And they've got all kinds of cool videos online. They actually have a whole mini-series of videos leading up to it. They call them teaser spoilers. If you haven't been following along, this time Master Chief is being hunted.
Right.
It's a whole new story.
The game. Okay.
They changed it up. So all kinds of cool stuff, great stuff. But let's get into our tech news for the day. Yeah, I got all kinds of goodies, so I'm going to actually get out of there. I have them open up in the browser. So starting off with OneNote partners with 53 to support pencil and paper, plus shape recognition coming soon. This is very cool.
That sounds
so cool. If you haven't seen any of the videos where they demonstrated some of this, here they actually have some where they're showing it, pencil, think with your hands. And they're showing here some things around ink. This is around ink shape recognition. So look at this. In the old days, you drew and you got this circle, like, you know, with us, with our unsteady hands going.
Yes, that's how I draw.
And it,
on a good day.
Yeah, it looks, the circle looks more like the cloud, and people are like, are we talking cloud? No, I'm talking circles. Triangles look like something else. It actually now will do shape recognition, convert, just like we do convert,
that's,
you know,
awesome,
text to ink, we'll convert to shape. So we're going to take your diagrams, architects out there, again, cleaning this all up, making it better for you as you're going through and architecting, diagramming, etc. And all kinds of cool stuff. This here, the Surface Pen, and they have this pen tip kit, which is kind of really cool. I've never seen this before, where you can pick, you know, click and have different tips and all kinds of goodies. So lots of great stuff coming out in the world of Surface, inking, and OneNote.
Yeah.
Check it out. We'll have links to this after the break. Announcing the enhanced Office 365 audit reports with new trust principles. So people have been asking around this, around the trust pieces. So we have now, you can access from the Office 365 trust portal. We have a link to it here. When you authenticate with your Office 365 credentials, you're going to be able to access and see all the new things around data transmission and encryption, security development lifecycle, data replication, data backup, all kinds of goodies coming your way for your reporting, your needs around this. So check it out. We'll have this for your admins after the break. I know you just love that piece, don't you?
I do, actually. It comes up.
Actually does. History. Did that just come out
today's
of my
day in
my throat? History. I feel like, I don't know what I feel like. But at any rate, history, collaborate with confidence. So one of the things people have been asking for is seeing historical data right in line with your documents. And so now they're announcing Office 2016 for Windows already having new features.
Right.
I mean, that's the beauty of the cloud.
Yeah.
We just roll out new stuff. Just keeps on coming. So now you can go to File and History and actually scroll through and see the history editing piece with Compare, Restore, all that available. Bada bing, bada boom. That's there for you collaboration folks.
Nice.
With 2016.
So watch what you write.
Watch what you
it's
write.
In
it's in the history. Uh-oh. Skype for Business, IT Pro Video Cast Broadcast Series. This is one, I had to miss it Friday and I was bummed, but they're gonna have continuing sessions. So they just had one on Friday, and the link to that's gonna be going out, the recording. But also they have another one coming up around cloud. So they're having an ongoing series. You'll want to check this out, but they're using Skype broadcasting.
Right, right.
Who else uses Skype broadcasting?
Mike Giannotti.
Todd First.
There you go.
Stephen Castellani. Bo, the MTC
three.
Here in Philadelphia, we're leveraging it. So Skype broadcasting, they're doing a whole series on Skype broadcasting.
Yeah.
And using that all, and so using Skype broadcasting to deliver. So you'll want to check out this link, some great information coming from the product teams themselves. Moving into the world of Windows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you dive a little bit deeper, but I'm
okay.
just going to say, we'll
yeah.
have a link to this. The best of Halloween comes together because Halloween's
awesome.
Coming up.
This weekend,
the best of it coming with ghoulish games, spine-tingling movies, TV shows, and apps for Shocktober. Shocktober. So they have a whole piece here. They have Minecraft, the Halloween
nice.
Edition of Minecraft,
really?
Halloween costume pack.
Oh
yeah.
Get that.
Check that out. Plague, This is some zombie play
Sounds
game.
Good.
99 cents. Download playing.
Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, who would not want that? Into the Dead. They have another zombie games because nothing says Halloween quite like the undead. Candy Crush Saga and Candy Crush Soda Saga. They're having Halloween specials. Netflix has a whole bunch of stuff. Netflix free. Keep the lights on. They have some different. Here we have Hemlock Grove, a scary new Netflix original series set in a rundown Pennsylvania steel town. A little close to home.
Could be where I live.
Could be where. I believe you're in this move in this new series.
Yeah, I live close to Bethlehem.
So there you go.
Steel
there's
was.
The Easter egg. Look out for Todd.
Yeah. Scary.
And some additional ones. So we'll have a link for that. So if you're looking for fun stuff for your kids, movies, etc., it's all there. Xbox Beta on Windows 10, which we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
So if you have Windows 10, which I have on all my home PCs, they have an Xbox Beta app, and they've done some new things, which I think are pretty cool. So you can have either the Xbox app for Windows 10, which gives you integration with Xbox, or the Xbox Beta app. And with the Beta app, it actually looks up your friends in Facebook and bring your Facebook friends into your Xbox experience, as well as some additional features. It's free. It's fun. Heck, play around with it. It's not going to cost you a dime. So check that out. We'll have links to all the info around that. Two last quick stories. Windows 10 Universal Apps and Adobe Photoshop.
Yeah.
So I love this. It starts off, it says, until now, Universal Windows Platform App Design Templates were only available in Adobe Illustrator and PowerPoint. Did
right.
you know that?
No.
That was it. If you wanted that. Sparked by your feedback at Build 2015. So for those of you who attended Build 2015, thanks for putting this in. The UWP design templates is now include Adobe Photoshop, so you can gain access to the latest and greatest UWP design elements. So if you want to do different things with Photoshop around universal templates, they've got some great stuff out there. They actually have a link to the download for the templates. They show a bunch of the controls available to you, fonts, colors, etc. Check it out after the break. We'll have links for that. And last but not least, Lumia Challenge, a day in the life. So they are having a challenge for folks. If you would like to win a new Lumia, and there are some pretty BA Lumias coming out,
right?
So they had a previous Lumia Challenge. And they actually have a video, a link to the video. This one they did on the past one, they gave away a Lumia 640 and a trip to Sapa. This mountain town. So they did this whole Lumia Journeys challenge last time. It was around Journeys. And this person won. And they have a, here you can see watching it. Ooh, it's a time lapse. Sapa 2015. And they show, you know, some they have some photos from it and some of the stuff they did. I'm going to stop that. But that's a YouTube video that's out there. However, there is a new challenge, and it's take part to win a day in the life. And this is all around productivity. How do you use your Lumia to be more productive?
Nice.
And they say, you know, do you use it to use Word, etc.? Think of Office apps. Think of how you use it in tandem with your Surface and others. But at any rate, this is the contest. For a chance to win your very own experience, tell us how you use your Lumia to be as productive as possible at work, school, or at home. So all three are applicable. So think about it. Get your creative juices flowing. Share and upload your productive and visually creative ideas by going to @LumiaVoices on Twitter or Instagram. Include both @LumiaVoices and #LumiaChallenge in your entry. Closing date is 2 weeks from now, November 8th. Then they're going to pick the best entry. We've seen some amazing entries. Here they have some more around that. You could win a unique experience. If you're looking for a unique experience, a trip.
That sounds awesome.
A device. Check it out from the Microsoft Devices team. And that's it for our tech news of the day. Why don't we come on back to us, Stephen? And if you may, in just a second, let's see. We've done our news.
Whoa.
So we're going to be transitioning to Todd. So why don't we put Todd's net camera. Of course, we are using a NewTek TriCaster to bring these in, and we're going to switch up the feeds. Is he on the background, awesome, on the big screen now?
Is that the one that says sales and specials?
Sales and specials, right. Yes.
That's what I'm doing all day long.
Is he up and back?
Yep.
So there we go. So we're now over to you, Todd. So what do you got going for
us? One last thing to compliment your kind of Xbox coverage there and just all these other things.
Yeah.
If you go to Xbox.com, go down to sales and specials. One other thing that pops up every once in a while is free music. So
free music.
If you love the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack, it's free.
They're giving it away for free.
They're giving it away. It probably ends, you know, this week because it's Halloween. So this actually isn't tied to
Xbox. What is cool is if you go below,
yeah,
right? So go full screen with this, Steven. If you're below, if we're looking here, right, at the individual songs on the track,
yeah,
you still have to buy them. But if you grab the whole thing,
you get it free. So if you have your Xbox Live subscription, get it now, and you'll have it forever. You can play it on any Windows device.
That's awesome. I got to grab that.
That's right. I just did it this morning.
Very nice.
Why I wanted to bring that up.
Excellent.
All right. So let's jump.
So come on back to us.
We'll get back to the topic at hand.
Which is
the current
Master
topic.
Chief.
Is Windows 10, and how do we get this thing out the door?
Because Master Chief loves Windows 10?
Why is that?
His compatriot, his sidekick, Cortana,
right,
runs on
Windows 10. That's right.
Enough said.
There you go. Now she, and whoa, that must have been interesting holding that because he's green.
Oh, he's green. Did he even show up?
Is Master Chief even
Well, we'll see.
Up?
There we go. He's now blue.
All right.
Well, so
that's good. So really, you know, there's a lot of things we're going to cover today. There's even more to cover later. So today's really about, we're going to spend most of our time on, if I want to get a system up and running to Windows 10, what are some of the things I need to do? What are some of the gotchas I need to look out for? And a lot of this is geared towards enterprise customers.
Right.
If you're a consumer, just remember, regardless of whatever device you have that's running Windows 7, Windows 8, here I'm holding an HP Stream 7 because it's 7 inches. So
7-inch form factor.
It's not
which
the
you
new
can
phone.
Buy. They sell devices like this for under $100.
Right. It's still, and this goes back from last Christmas, I think. It's still $100. So I thought it was just like a Christmas deal.
Yeah.
But it's still $100. And because it's less than 10 inches, that means you get Office for free on it.
Office, full blown Office for free here.
Which is great. So just go to the Windows Store and enjoy that. And you're good to go. So as long as you have the device, you're going to have Windows 10 on it.
So real quick, before we move on from consumer.
Yeah.
So Windows 10, so this is not stripped down. This is full-blown Windows. So if you got a device like this or you go and buy one, $100 or less, think about that, folks. Full-blown Windows with the Windows 10 tablet experience and everything just working, just running, getting access to Office, being able to load traditional apps as well as Windows 10 universal apps.
Mm-hmm.
Basically anything you want,
right?
Under $100, you can have this kind of stuff for home. Think about the holidays; there's all kinds of these ones out.
And you might say, "Well, I can
why
get a third party. I could get another solution on there." This actually has a 32 gig drive in it.
Yeah.
Anything that's in that price range or below that is usually 16 gigs or 8 gigs, and that, you know, what are you going to do with
and
that?
And all you're going to do is just pure apps. You can't run off. I mean,
you're not going to do anything other than that. You're not going to download any videos and go offline and do much. So this is an excellent device.
And it's expandable.
Yeah.
And micro SD.
Right. So it does a lot. So from a consumer standpoint, look at it. There's tons of free software in the Windows Store.
Yep.
It's a great solution overall. So that's kind of the consumer side. To deploy it, you'll just kick off the upgrade. Should be done in an hour.
And really, if you don't know how to get there, if you haven't seen that little icon bugging you and popping up, simply bing, Windows 10 upgrade. And it'll take you, there'll be links to the website on the Windows site. We'll put a link to that as well for consumers on this recording, but it'll let you walk you through how to get going with that, with your free upgrade.
And the last piece is we're going to talk more about enterprise is when they'll get new builds and that.
Yes.
But one key thing that's coming up in this November build is enterprise data protection, which whether we're holding this device or a desktop or whatever it is, let's say, Mike, you're a file server, and I start copying all the files off of you. With enterprise data protection, I could say, hey, if it's coming from a corporate source and it lands on this device, I want it encrypted and tag it as Mike Giannotti Corporation. And then if I decide, you know, if this, say this device got stolen or lost, or I decided to start copying things off to another location, it could be up to the cloud, they'll still remain encrypted and they only work on this device. And if I want to copy them back to you, then they'll become unencrypted. So that whole scenario of, hey, someone's grabbing all this data, that's going to be taken care of with the November release. And we'll talk about kind of the cadences of that then.
Very nice.
So that's kind of like really high level. So let's get into the...
We got
past the why.
And Steven, if we have any questions down in the Yammer below the video, raise your hand, shout, throw stuff at us.
We're good.
All right.
So really the rest of it is what to deploy Windows 10, because there's different versions, when to deploy it, because they come out at different times, and how to deploy it. Everything you've done before you can do, plus there's some new options. So we'll dig right into it.
It's like a triple threat.
That's right.
So should we go full screen or keep it just
go full screen for this one. This one's kind of important. So Windows 10 is now moving to this kind of Windows as a service rhythm, which the Office team already went to with Office 365 Pro Plus. So every month they put out a new build.
Yeah.
You can download it. Our cloud services are already on even faster than a monthly cadence.
Yep.
So if anything, Windows is staying in sync with that now. So what happens is internally, we create a build here at Microsoft. We've always done that. We run it internally here at Microsoft. We've always done that. And then what's different is we've had for the last many, many months, the opening of people outside of Microsoft getting access to these builds before we declare them ready for the rest of the planet. And that's the insider preview branch. And thanks again for everyone who's been part of that. There was over 4 million people in the first round, and it just continues to grow. So really, that's more and more people testing a build and giving feedback is the key part there about things that they're finding aren't working, or things that just they don't like the way something looks. Mm-hmm. Anything's on the table for that. Now, once we get past that, we say, hey, we have a solid build, then we hand it out to the globe, and that's called current branch. That's what was pushed out to anyone running Windows 10 today. You're running this current branch that's been tested by several million people. Now, literally, what was the latest public number of how many people running Windows 10?
Wow. Last I saw an official number posted was 80-something million, but I also then saw subsequently something about we had shot past the 100 million mark and continue to grow.
So that's a lot of people running that. And that, you know, that's from the summer release that we had. And so that's unbelievable amount of people. And there's tons of feedback that we get from that. So, continually improving the product there as well. And then this fall, is it November? It could be November, could be December. I think it's November. We're going to declare a current branch for business.
I think it's November 2nd.
Is it November? Okay.
You know why I say
that? That's so specific.
It's my birthday.
Is it? All right.
That would be my birthday present.
Well, that would be great. So...
Do you think they're going to go on my birthday schedule?
I hope they continue to do that from here on out, because it's easy to remember. So current branch for business is saying we have all this testing. Now we have hundreds of millions. We've got all the feedback. We have a build now that if someone's a little more conservative and needs the little more risk, thought of risk reduction, then current branch for business is for you. And essentially that's what a lot of people used to wait for in the past, kind of a service pack one, or let everyone else try it. Okay, we've had that. And that's what we call now the current branch for business. So that's very, very different than how we've done it before. And if you look at this, I don't have anything else to add to this. There's no Service Pack 1 coming out. That's old. That's old. Old, but you know, it worked a bit, but that's the old way, and those days are over.
So when we look at this, so current branch again, that's everybody consumer.
And enterprises that want to get on the train faster, right?
And I brought that up because we've had a couple of customers now who said they want to go to current branch. And so we actually have a post going up where, because of you,
okay,
it's your fault. We had a customer actually request during a session, and they asked for the XML files and all that. You put it up in an email. And so I did a quick little Michael on the go, cited what you did.
Nice.
And we're going to be posting that out live too. So if you're interested in that. And then current branch for business.
And current branch for business is really for everyone else that you would have waited for before.
Right.
So what we'll look at next is, and actually one last thing on current branch for business, internally at large customers, they can say, you know, whether it's rings or just different groups, here are the people that are going to get it as we roll it out. But the goal is that everyone gets it before there's another round of builds that come out.
But where's the gold ring?
So we're going to show that in a minute.
The one ring to rule them all.
That's right. We'll get there. So, Steven, if you could go full screen one more time, because this is kind of another.
One more time.
This is a full screen type of topic
here.
What
to deploy.
So what to deploy is, you know, again, here we have the preview branch, the current branch, and actually I love to draw on things. Right or wrong, I do it.
You can draw it. Why don't you use your pen?
Well, I will.
You got
I want to get the highlighter going here.
Getting the highlighter.
So
ooh.
Here we got the preview branch again. We talked current branch for business. One thing that we wasn't on the previous slide is this long-term servicing branch. Do you know what that is, Mike?
That is where you deploy for mission-critical systems via WSUS.
That's exact. Great. Let's
Boy.
Keep going. So why is that?
Reading is fundamental.
And what is this line here, this ominous dotted line? That is on a different schedule. So that is not on the same kind of update schedule. But what it is a version of Windows 10 that is really built for scenarios such as, hey, we run Windows in the manufacturing floor. This device attaches to a important medical device that really has to have minimal updates, just security updates.
Right.
So basically long-term branches, here's a version of Windows with virtually minimal change, if any, and the only change it's going to get are security updates. We're never going to ship a feature update.
So those machines, when I go in for to have my brain augmented,
yeah,
you probably want for brain surgery,
yeah,
and they go to put a hard drive in my head, we'll want to have that on the long-term servicing branch.
Exactly right.
And not on preview.
So even there will not be service packs, but there will just be security updates,
just
and
security
that's it.
Updates. Beautiful.
And now we'll also tell you what's not in there, because you actually aren't getting the full version of Windows in the sense of, guess what? Cortana's not there.
Whoa!
And the Edge browser's not there. And why isn't it that?
Because they don't really want it there.
Well, and we update those very frequently.
Yep.
And that branch is all about, let's not update them frequently.
That's a good point.
So that's just to call that out. So one last thing, stay full screen. How many people should be testing against these builds? So when you go to the preview branch, if we look at how many people should be there, like lab machines or initial testing that gets done, or extreme cutting edge people that really want to be on the very latest and deal with a build every week or every month, something like that.
Yep.
And they know what they're talking about. The rest on current branch, you know, it depends on your organization, but it's definitely much more than the lab machines. It's definitely people in IT. It could be the early adopters, and you want to get them testing as well. And then finally, current branch for business is basically everyone else should be on current branch for business. And
gotcha.
Then whatever's left, this little Pac-Man slice over here, is whatever are those mission-critical machines that can't really take any change.
And just to highlight again, when we say current branch for business, that's where everybody should be on.
Yeah.
But for those orgs who want to just give it – well, no, I'm talking – this is Office I'm thinking of. So
yeah, well,
I'm gonna
it's
step
similar.
Back.
No, but it's similar. If you're
– It is similar.
People – Mike has a customer in, and we, you know, they want to be on current branch for Office. When they're running Windows 10, they should be on current branch as well to keep it as up-to-date
awesome.
As possible.
That makes sense.
And really just
so it's lockstep.
Yeah, keep it as closely as possible, and then you're helping the business by testing those things out.
Very cool.
All right. So it's up to you, Steven. Big or small, whatever you want to do in this one. But last thing, how do you choose between the branches? And this is easy to do for almost anyone. Basically, on the bottom left, if you go to Windows Update, if you type Windows Update inside of Windows 10, you can say, I want to defer upgrades, which will then take you out of the current branch and put you in the current branch for business. Over here is a nice group policy that does the same thing if you're in a corporate environment. So if you want to get on the current branch for business, just go and click that button and you're good to go. But if you really want the latest and greatest, stay on current branch. And again,
yep.
Current branch is not the reckless branch. It's things have already been tested by millions
right.
of people. And then this is one that narrows it down a little bit. If we're focused on this column over here, the long-term servicing branch, what?
Why don't you go full screen for
yeah,
that?
Go full screen on that one. So,
oh, he's already there.
All right. So, again, air traffic controllers, hospitals, ER, all the things that, like you said, Mike, you
we don't want planes falling out of the sky.
But I wanted the latest build, you know.
But I wanted to have Cortana tell me she loves me.
So, again, nothing here. We're not going to get the latest features. We're not going to get monthly feature updates.
No.
We have IE 11. We don't have the Edge.
No Edge.
So if Bono
is sad and alone there.
He's just going to have to play the guitar himself.
That's it.
Do you want Universal apps? They're not there because those are cutting edge updates. The store isn't there either. So it's not as if we just took things out.
This really is that managed high. Right. I mean, this really is around those kind of scenarios, a highly managed device.
Yeah, extreme.
We don't want to rock the boat.
That's right.
This is not like the 70s where we're rock the boat, don't rock the boat,
the
baby.
That's right.
Rock the boat, don't tip the boat.
Consider it a time machine that never goes anywhere as far as updates other than security patches.
No, that makes perfect sense.
So,
cool.
So here's what it looks like from a picture standpoint. If you the bottom left, I'll zoom in myself. This is what Windows 10 looks like, okay? It's great. We got Cortana here. We have the Edge browser. We got all kinds of nice stuff. We have the store.
Yeah.
Let's go to, and then we have all this stuff at the top, if you can see it. All the wonderful apps that are built in and you can download. Let's
solitaire.
Go to long-term servicing branch. It's a lonely world.
No solitaire.
You have search, but Cortana's not there. The browser's gone. What are you going to do at work without solitaire? I don't know. So that's, it's dramatically different for the IT pros out there. Either you know this or make sure you know to know to download the right builds
right.
and to work with
good.
Them.
You're I don't think I want the anesthesiologist playing
right.
solitaire.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you completely. So then finally, here's the last piece around this is when to deploy it again. We want you to be doing testing with the insider to get feedback. And then these are around four to 8 months. It depends how long the current branch will be out. And then after that, we'll ship a current branch, a current branch for business, which is happening right now. All right, so that's all this is very similar to Office, and you really should be running Office 365 Pro Plus with this. Both of them can have user-based licensing, all those benefits.
Awesome.
All right, so let's keep going here. So how can you deploy this now?
How do you get it out there?
I have to take a big breath. And just
come on back here for a bit. Yeah. Oh, he's already ahead of us. While we
because
breathe.
We've
Didn't
all
we learn about
yes, we're gonna
we're mindfulness
gonna clear the brain on this one. So, why do we take a breath? Because we've all been through big deployments. A lot of customers, you know, recently finished their Windows 7 deployment in the last year or so. So, it's a bad place to go if you start talking about wipe and load. It can be a lot of work. So we support that for Windows 10. If you want to do it, great. If a machine is broken and you need to rebuild it, use wipe and load. If your machine's in a place that's not good, use wipe and load. But that's really not where we want Windows 10 to start. We want it to start with in-place upgrades, which if you're older than 5 years old, you probably know that in-place upgrades weren't the greatest thing in the past, or it was always better to just do a wipe and load because you knew where you're starting from.
So older than what?
5 years old, or
my wife frequently says I'm like a 2 year old.
Well, so then
so,
this is
so
new
I don't
news.
Call this is
this is new news to you. Wipe and load was great; it took a long time, but in place upgrades, you never you kind of garbage in, garbage out was the theory.
Gotcha.
The product team took that and said, "Look, we need to make this, you know, just like if you have an iOS device, if you have an Android device." How many times do you do a wipe and load with that?
You don't.
You never do.
No.
It's not even possible.
And that gets into this whole, you know, a lot of times folks are used to doing things this old methodology, right?
Right.
And we talked about this in our last client meeting that, in fact, your users have an anticipation of doing things. Can you grab that silver thing?
There you go. Hi-ho silver.
Hi-ho silver. So device like this, they're used to doing in-place upgrades of apps and the OS.
And they might wipe the data and wipe the apps. That's not an in-place upgrade. That's not a wipe and load. That's just a reset, which is very, very different. There you go. So Mike's wiping it there. So the goal here is really, I think the world has spoken. They want to go at this speed.
Yeah.
And they want to work like this. And that's what Windows 10 is set up to do. Unless you go long-term servicing branch. If you want to stay in the old ways, that's great. We'll give you that
but
choice.
But that should be really the exception, not
yeah,
the rule.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Absolutely. So the in-place upgrade, they did all the work, really a ton of emphasis on making that work, so the drivers and the whole process. It's also one of the fastest ways to upgrade as well. And really, it got to the point where At any point in the upgrade process, if there's a failure or a blip, it basically just goes back and stays on Windows 7 or Windows 8.
Oh.
So an end user
wouldn't
even know.
So you don't lose
know.
It. They
don't lose
know.
It. We know the power could turn out at any point, and they took that into account. And even after you went to Windows 10, if someone says, something's a little off, I don't know what it is, you can still roll back to the previous OS. So they took all that into account. First time we've ever done that. So that is the best way to look at Windows 10 for your organization, and not just about how to get to Windows 10, how to stay up to date on when the next current branch comes out or when the next current branch for business comes out. That's an in-place upgrade. So it's
that's the methodology.
Which, again, is just like what you've been doing for the last X amount of years with these other devices.
And what we've been doing in Office since
right.
Click to Run.
Right. So now we're all on the same page there, you know, if you learn to call it that way. We added one more new option because you always got to add something
Whoa.
New to the mix that no one has.
Whoa.
So what's provisioning?
Provisioning.
Provisioning is really, hey, I went to Best Buy, I went somewhere, I bought a Windows device. Maybe it came with Pro installed on it, but I needed to get up to Enterprise. So what IT would have to do is come back here and do a wipe and load and come back at the end of the day and we'll have your machine ready. So provisioning totally wipes that away and says, let's take that Pro machine and just transform it in Enterprise and let's just do a reboot and we're ready to go.
Really?
That's it.
Really, we'll
That's
do
it.
That. That. You know what that is kind of like?
What?
Two analogies come right to mind. Clark Kent to Superman.
Yes, that's
he goes,
a good one.
He does. We don't get rid of Clark Kent.
That's right.
Clark Kent. He goes into a phone booth.
He just dresses a little differently.
And he's.
I know
and
someone.
Remember in the
his,
old days,
but.
Wonder Woman, Diane Lane.
Yeah, that's right.
I think
right.
It was Diane something. Diana Prince, that was her. She'd spin around and transform just like becoming Wonder Woman.
That's right.
Your Windows.
That's
can
exactly
transform.
Right. That's exactly right. I know someone else who transforms before every show with his wardrobe.
Who?
Mike Giannotti.
I transformed because I wore the wrong colored shirt and
That's
I was
right.
see-through. That's right.
So those are the three big
right.
ones. We expect you to use a lot of this
in
and
place,
use this where you need and only use wipe and load where you have
Very
to.
Very nice.
That's it. All right. So finally, moving when you're in place, what do we support? So Windows 7, Windows 8. All the
so
tools
XP.
That you used before.
So those organizations who were way back, who thought XP was, and in fact, I was at an office, I will leave them nameless.
Right.
I almost went, whoa, what?
Yeah.
They had XP on a workstation.
Mm-hmm.
What about them? They're going to have to.
So. They're in a different case
because
XP's not supported
no,
anymore,
it hasn't
right?
been for a while.
Yeah, so.
So for those who were smart and stayed supported.
Yes, just go. You're ready to
those
go.
Those who were not, get up to date,
That's
wipe
right.
and load, and then stay moving in place.
That's right. They might have an app that's locking them to that platform, but look at the long-term servicing branch maybe or.
Virtualization.
Or virtualization, there you go. All those good options.
Yeah.
So what's some of the reality, though? Because we're all excited and everything works, right?
That's right.
What are some of the things you have to look at? So there's a few things. One of the biggest ones, if you're using a third-party disk encryption solution, all those will have to be updated to support Windows 10.
Yep.
And we've been working with all those vendors. So the goal there is not just to update it. It's so those solutions are updated so they can handle updating to the current branch every 4 months, let's say, or current branch for business, so that those will be compatible with this new rhythm. So that's really what the big piece is that we're trying to
accomplish. And one thing they might want to consider, BitLocker.
There you go. So we all love our third-party disk encryption, but there's one built in to Windows 10, and it's BitLocker. It's been there a long time, and they've always made improvements on it, enterprise manageability, and actually, like Mike said, if you do an upgrade on that, it automatically kind of handles the upgrade. So there's really nothing you need to think about. So if you're looking to save some money, take a look again. As far as the big tools, we're going to use Config Manager. And actually, this vNext, there's a fall release. Let's make that an F. How's that? There's a fall release coming.
Fall. Oh, the big fall.
As we speak today, it's October. We don't have the name of what it's called.
It's called Mike's birthday.
That's right. Mike's birthday.
Okay,
coming out.
Just in full disclosure, I'm making this up, folks. So nobody comes back. Hey, you
hey,
said. No,
happy
it's
birthday.
Happy birthday.
So the reason why I point that out, there's some release coming out in the fall that will have additional built-in support, and we'll talk to why that's interesting. Or you can use the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit, which is this option here.
The MDT.
And if we zoom in, the point here is that we're going to use a task sequence. It's very few steps to do an upgrade, whether it's Config Manager, and if we go to MDT, it's almost the exact same thing in
very
either
nice.
Case. MDT is free. Config Manager is for larger enterprises.
How much does that cost?
Free. So there you go. Windows 10 is free and MDT is free. So get going, right?
Sweet.
So that in both cases, they've been updated. And we have a little chart coming up that gets a little more specific with that. Things, again, that you got to consider when you do an in-place upgrade. If you're running 32-bit, also known as x86 Windows, and you say, hey, let's go to 64. We can't do that. We can't upgrade a 32-bit Windows 7 to 64-bit Windows 10.
That's a wipe and load.
Yep. So, and you might be on a machine that needs to stay 32-bit, then it will stay 32-bit. So you can't change that. If you're using Windows to go or boot from VHD, those are options that you have to definitely look at a wipe and load or rebuild. If your machine was using legacy BIOS and you want to move it to UEFI, meaning it actually has that capability, then you can't do that either. Okay,
right.
So those are just little things. Multi-boot, it might be possible. They just couldn't think of every scenario on the planet.
Right.
And
it's not supported. We know that.
It might work, but you can't. We didn't do it out of the box.
And if something breaks, it's called you're on your own.
Yeah, so be careful. And then the last one that I'll call out here. So a lot of people, everyone has an image today in a corporate environment. Maybe it's Windows 7, maybe it's Windows 8 or both. What you cannot do is upgrade that to Windows 10 and then recapture it, because sysprep will detect that, and they don't want to. They want a fresh build when you go there. All right, so now let's get back to the configuration manager statement. So there is this fall release coming. That's wonderful. But what if you're on 2007? What if you're on 2012 or 2012 R2? We have support for you. So there's service packs that have been out for several months already that you need to install, and in some cases there's also an update that you install afterwards. So please look at those. They're ready to go. Why do you need the fall release? Because it seems like it seems like this is all the same in the middle here. Like this and this all looks the same.
Right.
The difference is that the fall release is actually going to be able to update itself. It might take you a click a button to approve it, but every time we come out with the current branch for business, it's kind of an updated version. So the fall release is built from the ground up to support that, where the other versions might have to take updates from here on out. So if you want to be on this faster cadence, which is basically everything we're releasing now, get to the fall release. The bottom line is, though, you do not. It's not a new architecture. It's not a big project in the sense of if you migrated from 2007 Config Manager to one of the newer versions. It's like a service pack. So basically, put it in your project plan somewhere this fall. Get ready to release something that's like a service pack, but we don't have a name for it yet.
Because it's not a service pack.
But it's not a service pack, but it's not a full-blown new version of the product either. So just put it in your project plan this fall to have that ready, and then you'll be in good sync with the Windows 10 releases.
Right.
And of course, the deployment toolkit will just update as necessary as we go.
Absolutely.
All right, so what does it look like? Let's just jump out of this for a second.
We're going to use MDT.
I think we are, yeah. I want my MDT.
Whoa, are you going to open the real MDT?
Yes, I am.
The real MDT, please stand up.
All right, now you have to have really good eyes, or I can zoom into it. Let's see if I can do a zoom in. I'm going to have to do this, and do that, and then do this again. One more time for the people at home. All right. We'll just do it.
Just do it.
So everyone has better eyesight than I do, hopefully. This is the MDT toolkit. We could use Config Manager. The bottom line is, though, we'll take a look at there's a deploy task sequence we could run, or an upgrade one. Let's take a look at the upgrade. It's fairly straightforward. In this case, we have a few more checks in here, but this is kind of the pre-deployment pieces that we do. And Steven, hopefully you're zoomed in on this. Sorry, I bet you are. And then actually just showing what we call to do an upgrade in place. There's some other, you know, we'll dig into what one or two of the other parameters are, but this is fairly straightforward to do an upgrade. If you're doing actually a wipe and load, there's actually a lot more to do. So what we'll do, just as an example here, for people who maybe haven't seen this before, here we are on a Windows 7 machine. Okay, we have some data on here. If we go into My Documents, it's all beautiful, all kinds of documents running. But if you want to kick off this process, we can just run this script that basically calls the machine running MDT, And it's going to get things ready for us. And it's going to start a wizard really just asking us, you know, what credentials do we want to use? Do we want to do a upgrade in place? Yep, that's the one we want to do. And then also what username. So just for this demonstration, we're going to use the famous administrator account. And if I could read that, I bet Steven can read it. Hopefully I typed administrator right. We click go. It's thinking along. And then we'll give it a few more seconds as it's doing a few checks in the background. And essentially what it's getting ready to do is kick off an upgrade in place, which is really running that setup exe. So we'll probably come back to this because there's a few other things I want to cover. But we'll come back after it kicks off. So let me jump out of that. All right, great. And what does that look like when you run it? Of course, this one will work. It will kick off the initial setup. It will upgrade Windows. This is what the Windows 10 machine upgrade experience looks like. We're working on it to make it that fast, and then you're on the new start menu.
Awesome.
The key thing is the user experience is very, very similar with the start menu. We bring the backgrounds back. The goal is that people can just start working and do their job like they did before. All right, so a few more things on provisioning. We talked about you grab it. You're basically going to run some tools that we'll show in a second, and then you're ready to go to have it convert from a pro device, let's say, to a enterprise device. A few things that we could talk about at future talks is this concept of Azure AD join. You actually can join your device up to our cloud, and that could put it under management with Intune, and you actually get settings and really have a very good experience for someone who's traveling a lot. Not
that's what I was going to get to. So that's really those folks who are on the go all the time, not really on the corp net
right.
All that often.
That's where we're at today. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue. So and they're not domain joined, so they won't show up in your Active Directory.
Yep.
But that's the long-term vision is that will show up in your Active Directory.
Okay.
And you will be able to access internal and external applications. But those people are more cloud-focused and on the go. So let's take a look at what dynamic provisioning looks like as far as from the tool set. We have an example here. This is the new tool set up here called the Imaging Designer. Essentially, you just tell it what what the goal is. We're going to go to Enterprise here, and we're going to pick either Windows Phone or
Common. What I noticed real quickly?
Yeah, if I go back.
Go back 1 second. Steven, come on to us for a sec.
Yeah.
So as I look at the screen, right there. So I got to point out something to you. So here on my phone, I'm running Windows 10, and you'll notice this is called Groove Music. Do you see Groove Music?
Yeah.
Looks a lot like something on there.
That's really funny. So you Mike's talking about these icons.
Because this whole designer tool is like music to That's people's right. ears.
They're listening to music. That's funny. That's very funny that you caught that. It actually looks like a record.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, whoa, 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 we got Groove Music. Wait a minute, that ain't Groove Music. It's a provisioning package.
But the interesting thing is you can use this for phones as well, because you can provision a phone and change
my Windows 10 phone.
You could change it to a different
thing. It's on daily builds. They could provision me.
And they could change it to Enterprise if you'd like.
Awesome. All right.
So we're going to pick the edition. Of course, we're going to go with the desktop today. Even though it's the same, the same version, essentially.
Oh, back full screen.
Yeah, sorry about that. All right. And then we'll import a package. And all we're doing in this case is upgrading the licensing key, which you'd enter up here. That's it. There's a million other things you could do with this. You could set policies, do all that. But just to provision it, to get it to upgrade, is literally just give it another key. You could also then say, but here are certificates we need. Here's the default home pages, all that good stuff. Someone just needs to double click on that package and they're ready to go.
Awesome.
So that's provisioning right there.
Very nice.
Super simple. So let me just skip through the rest as we save it off here and we go. All right, so we have all the traditional deployment options that you had before. That's great, but there's all these new options around the upgrade and provisioning. essentially what we need to do is take your existing tools, which in this case, hopefully it's either Microsoft Deployment Toolkit or Config Manager, update them with the service packs that are out there at a minimum, and then it's just dropping in your updated images. So depending upon what version of Config Manager, that's all you need to do. All right, then a few statements. Maybe this is a commercial. This is the commercial break.
All right. Welcome to app and device compatibility.
Yes.
Brought to you by Whammo.
So thank you for that, Dom Pardo. So why can people move to Windows 10 faster than previous? So all of us have the scars of moving between one OS to another. Definitely XP to Windows 7 was a big jump for people because the user account control was there, which is a great feature, but some of the applications either needed a shim or updates, whatever. But there was a huge difference under the hood from a security perspective. So Windows 8 built on that and really just made the kernel smaller, even more secure, and Windows 10 built on that. But the big jump was really from the XP world to where we're at today. So what's good about this is when we say hardware requirements are unchanged, we're really talking about from Windows 8.1 to Windows 10, which is good. But those are actually very small compared to what we've had in the past, even with some other operating systems released. So app compatibility was a top of mind concern. What doesn't work out of the box? Almost certainly, you know, we talk about disk encryption. You're most likely
third party disk encryption. Be clear about that. If you're BitLockering,
you're fine.
BitLocker baby,
just keep going. So that's something you can take off your list if you're willing to look at it. Malware, antivirus, third party again will have to be updated for Windows 10, and then the goal is that from there, it will be a version that can just handle the upgrades from there on out. And then from there, possibly check your VPN provider. But if you use all the inbox pieces, you're good. You should be good to go.
And I just want to quickly call out. There are great partners doing some great stuff with disk encryption, anti-malware, and all that. But having said that, here at Microsoft, we are a company of over 100,000 when you take our contractors and everybody.
Right.
Highly sensitive corporate data that's running around electronically all over the place. What third-party disk encryption do you have on your system?
None. I use the built-in disk encryption.
What anti-malware third-party do you have?
None. We use the built-in. So
and what was the other one you mentioned? You mentioned
like VPN.
Three. Oh, and VPN. What third-party VPN solution do you have?
None. We use the built-in. And everything that Microsoft's about, like Mike said, is the intellectual property.
So when we're talking cost savings, cost takeout,
right.
something
That's
you
huge.
Might want to think about.
Those are all huge.
Yep.
But to Mike's point, we've been working with the third-party providers,
absolutely.
So they know what the new security changes are, and that they can hopefully get on that same track as well. But just to let you know, that's something you definitely have to handle. If you're using the modern apps with the universal app, you know,
like Windows 8, 8.1.
Windows 8, those apps should run just fine
because
they're built on a new platform. And then Internet Explorer, almost every customer we've talked to recently is doing the work to get to Windows, to get an Internet Explorer 11, whether they're on Windows 7 or Windows 8. So if you're on that, when you move to 10, you've already done the work, and we're going to use Internet Explorer 11.
Gotcha.
In addition, we're going to give you Edge for straight HTML experience. That's all we're talking about here. Contact your account team if you need help with this. There's things we can help you with around compatibility with Windows 10 and also IE 11 as it goes on. So again, the real big thing is two things. We're moving at a different cadence. There's no more service packs. It's about the insider builds, moving to the current branch for business. Get on. You need to test that. If your ISV is not up to speed, talk to your account team.
Yeah.
We can talk to them. We
Absolutely.
Have resources. We have resources. We can let them know, and we can help them out to get
there
on.
There really is
no
reason why they should not be getting up to speed, and we want to help.
Yeah. It's the same
bottom line.
The reason
right?
why we're kind of not spending a ton of time on this discussion, it's the same thing with Office.
Yep.
Office 365 Pro Plus updates every month. You can update a little less frequently if you'd like, but at the end of the day, that's the direction of Microsoft. That's where the investments are. Same thing with Windows 10.
And these ISVs that you're working with, we would like to work with them because they need to be on board, right? Or are they getting left behind?
If they're thinking we're going to keep releasing our products in the old model, I don't know what to tell them because the old model is in many ways gone. So the more we talk, the better we can work out how we should work forward and kind of go forward.
Absolutely.
Now, what else is needed? If you do all that, are you done? Of course not. There's always one more thing.
There's more.
So, there's always one more thing. So if you're doing your key management service or KMS, you're going to need an update for that to support Windows 10.
Okay.
Not a big surprise there from anyone else. If you're using the Microsoft Desktop Optimization Pack, which again is now actually included as part of our Enterprise Edition, so it's actually just if you own Enterprise, you get this. One of the big things here is the MBAM, which is the disk encryption management solution we have. That's if you want to have reporting and all that, you need that. So you're going to use that. AppV is in here. User settings, virtualization, all those pieces are there. And the other one, just to shout out, these are all the versions you should be on. You got to have the group policy enterprise for the enterprise. You got to love it.
Awesome.
Last thing.
Last. Is this truly the last?
There could be one more thing, but this is. We have, what about, so I hold up this 7-inch device. It's awesome. It's got a 32 gig drive, which is fairly large for this form factor.
It's great for your daughters to watch videos on the go.
But what if you said, if I could just get an extra gig or two, forget it. My life would be unbelievably changed. That we came up, in the past we had something called WimBoot. It was a start going down of how to save space. The new updated, completely re-architected piece is now called Compact OS. You can, by default, it comes turned on in these devices, but you could turn it on as well where you think you need to use it in these tight.
Because okay.
We have some customers with small drives and machines. What it does is create a single instance store. It's a lot more elegant than the WimBoot. And at the end of the day, it's what we're invested in going forward. So
okay.
you can say through the command line, use Compact OS option. And it's just gonna it's not just gonna compress things. It's gonna put them in a single instance store, and you're just gonna have a decent amount more space.
So, quick question.
Yeah.
Can I do that on a consumer one?
Yeah, you'd
or
have
is that
to.
Enterprise only.
No, it's actually for every SKU. It's just you'd have to. It's only when you're doing setup. When you're running setup, you can do it. So you might.
Gotcha. So if you've already got it installed, a little late.
It's late, but you could reload. You could do a wipe and load if you wanted to.
I could do a wipe. I think I'll elect not to wipe
just
and load,
wait.
But that's good.
But
good
by
to know.
Default, if it was a small device, it should have been on by default. Because Windows would have seen that.
Awesome.
And that is it.
That's it.
Then,
for that.
Then you take a breath. Say we deployed Windows 10. Now, how do you manage it from there on out? And part of the answer is kind of the same way you did before. You can do that, but. We'll have a whole other session on all the new things that you can
around
never
management.
Do for it. Yeah, it's a whole other discussion.
Dude, that's rocking.
Which is great.
So the thing is, you should be upgrading. You should not be wiping deploying unless you have to.
Unless you have to.
That's some great stuff.
And use the tools you're used to.
We're going to have a link to, we're going to have all this information up after the broadcast. So be on the lookout for that.
Right.
I want to thank you for joining me today. Dude, that was
thanks
rocking.
For having me.
Before
in.
We close off, though, today, you want to switch back to my screen for Net One? And it'll say Todd first.
There you go.
Just he's right here. Right? Look at this.
You're looking in the white.
Going like that right there, Todd first. And we're going to go over. Do we have any questions on the Q&A? I think it's been pretty quiet because that was a lot to digest.
The heads are spinning.
Heads are spinning. Lives are changing
which is good.
Right now because of this. No questions. Right. So we are going to move on to upcoming events because we only got like another minute.
Yeah.
So a couple of things happening this Thursday. Take a look on events at wwmtcstudios.com. That's right. And there's going to be a broadcast on the Internet of Things in healthcare. That's coming. You need to register for that event. So go ahead, do
nice.
So. Check out, we have a link on our upcoming events. Next, whoops, I went too quickly there. Next, this month in education, so this coming Monday, I actually have two broadcasts taking place, the second of which will happen in the afternoon around 2 p.m., I believe. This month in education, so let your educators out there know, we're gonna be covering PowerPoint infographics and OneNote collaboration. So some
that's
very
nice.
Specific things. That's for education, but you know what? It's really for everybody. So even if you're not in education, this is a session for you. PowerPoint infographics and OneNote collaboration. Then also on Midday Cafe next Monday at 12 noon, we're gonna be talking security enhancements in Azure SQL database. We're gonna have Bop and Bill Emmert
Wow.
Sitting in the co-pilot seat.
The hot chair.
Covering that in the hot chair. So another session. And there's more events you can check out for the ones with Midday Cafe that are posted. And we'll have some additional MTC studios as well. With that,
that's
coming
it.
Here from the Microsoft Technology Center's MTC Studios worldwide, and we are worldwide. Remember, if you have questions about Windows deployment, how and why, and others, talk to your Microsoft rep. Come on in. Come see guys like Todd. If you're here in the Mid-Atlantic, see Todd.
In
see
person.
Todd run. Right? So in person, we'd love to have you in. All your MTCs worldwide would love to talk to you about Windows deployment, how you can get going in your enterprise space. With that, here in MTC Studios, Mike Giannotti.
Todd First.
And who's in back there?
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Loving it.
We all want to wish you have a great day. Take care, and as always, ciao.
Steven.